This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, James Sanchez, in his capacity as president of International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 702, Keith Atchison, in his capacity as vice president of International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 702, and Quentin Tillman, plaintiff's appellants versus City of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, defendant respondent, decided May 28, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division, James Sanchez, in his capacity as President of International, Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 702. Keith Atchison, in his capacity as Vice President of International, Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 702, and Quentin Tillman, plaintiff's appellants, v. No SD38656. Filed May 28, 2025, City of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Defendant respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Butler County. Honorable Michael M. Pritchett, Circuit Judge, affirmed plaintiffs James Sanchez in his capacity as President of International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local Union 702, Union. Keith Atchison, in his capacity as Vice President of the Union, and Union member Quentin Tillman, referred to collectively as plaintiffs and individually by their surnames, brought this breach of contract action against the defendant, the City of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, City. Sanchez and Atchison were named two as representatives of the union, see Rule 5210, in their representative capacity as Charles for Indian Springs owners versus Greaves 277 SW3D 793 798 MOAP 2009. An unincorporated association may sue by designating certain members as representative parties in an action, so long as they fairly and adequately protect the interest of the association and its members. The union and city are parties to a Water Sewer Department Collective Bargaining Agreement, WSD agreement. When the city posted a notice regarding a job opening for a water plant operator, Tillman and Daniel Sparks, applied. The city hired Sparks, who was more qualified for the position. Plaintiffs subsequently brought the underlying suit, claiming the city breached the WSD agreement when it did not hire Tillman. Plaintiffs and the city filed cross motions for summary judgment, and the trial court entered judgment in favor of the city. This appeal by plaintiffs followed. We affirm. Standard of review. Summary judgment shall be granted if the motion, the response, the reply, and the surreply show that there is no genuine issue as to any material fact, and that the moving party is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. Rule 7404C, 6. Youngers v. Webster Ellicott Cooper Inc., 577 SW3D, 498, 500, Mart, Appier, 2019. One facts enter a summary judgment record only via Rule 74.04C's numbered paragraphs and responses framework, and we therefore review summary judgment based on the Rule 74.04C record, not the whole trial court record. Jones Ver Union Pack RR Cower, 508 SW3D 159 161 MOAP 2016, italics in original. We view the record in the light most favorable to the non-moving party, drawing all inferences in that party's favor. Progressive Max Insner Comer of Hopkins 531-1. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. 3 SW3D 649 651 MOAP 2017. Summary judgment should not be granted unless the evidence could not support any reasonable inference for the non-moving party. Grissom v.'s First Nat Insner Agency, 364 SW3D 728 732, MOAP 2012. A defending party is entitled to summary judgment if that party shows one of the following. 1. Facts negating any one of the claimant's elements. 2. That the party opposing the motion has presented insufficient evidence to allow the finding of the existence of any one of the claimant's elements, or 3, that there is no genuine dispute as to the existence of each of the facts necessary to support a properly pleaded affirmative defense. Ameristar Jet Charter, Inkers versus Dodson Intel Parts Inkers, 155 SW3D 50, 58, 59, MoBank, 2005. Here, plaintiff's underlying petition against the city raised a single claim of breach of contract. To establish a breach of contract action, the facts must show 1. The existence and terms of a contract, 2. That plaintiff performed or tendered performance pursuant to the contract, 3, breach of the contract by the defendant, and 4, damages suffered by the plaintiff. Bell v. Shelter, Jenner & Zirin Co., 701 SW 3D 614 618, Mobank 2024, citation omitted. The element of plaintiff's action at issue in the party's cross motions F.